Welcome back to Real Tech Talk with your host, EB, who got that face for radio, son. Listen, today, and I think it's really important that you listen up, we're bringing a technology that actually exists, was self-funded, made a product market fit, and is now going to the marketplace. It's called 3D App. Sit down, pay attention. Real Tech Talk, episode number 38. 3D App coming at you.
That's why we're here, bro. This is Real Tech Talk. Boom shakalaka. So who the hell are you, bro? You know, what are you into? What do you do? Yo, you just keep it real here. Tell me about these real estate players.
Eric Brody is the managing principal of CEMVC LLC. All opinions expressed by Eric and podcast guests are solely their own opinions and do not reflect the opinion of CEMVC LLC. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. Clients of CEMVC LLC may maintain positions in the securities discussed in this podcast.
Welcome back to Real Tech Talk, episode number 38. Today, we're coming with my man, Jordan Preston, and what makes Jordan so in particularly amazing. Not only was he in the real world of real estate, he also was in the early tech world, and he came out with a marketing platform that's going to take Matterport head on, taking out the incumbent that's in the space. What up, Jordan? Thank you for coming into Real Tech Talk today with me. How are you, kind sir?
Hey, Eric. Good to see you.
You too, brother. Yeah. So let's talk quickly just about your background. Now let's get into what you're doing. All right?
Sounds great.
So like you're one of the first people in here. Didn't come from the tech side. Didn't come from the real estate side. Came from both. You were at Property Shark, like one of the first tech companies. You went to Pratt, which is actually my father's alma mater as an architect. You developed, won a landmark award, like one of the only people that I meet seems to be extremely credible in coming into the tech space. So tell us a little bit about like everything that you did in your background and why you now got rid of all that and started this real estate technology company.
That's awesome. Thanks, Eric.
Of course, brother.
Love your energy.
It's the three coffees I told you.
Well,
and I didn't get the workout in this morning.
That helps. Well, one important part that you forgot is I started working in commercial real estate brokerage while I was at Pratt. So I was interning for the COO of Massey Knackel, which was the largest real estate brokerage at the time, and just saw that the market was totally fragmented, that data was all over the place, and I knew that there had to be a better way.
And Massey was a commercial real estate broker, right? They were transacting, brokerage, right?
Lots of transactions. They did the most amount of New York City year after year for a good portion of time, and it was really an excellent outfit. Mm-hmm. So I learned there quickly that there was a huge opportunity. And
wait, let's back up.
Yeah, sure.
Are you from Brooklyn?
No.
Oh.
My grandfather was from Brooklyn.
All right. I know your roots run deep, you know?
Yeah, I love Brooklyn. I've been here now in Brooklyn 20 years.
So, okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll give you your pass. You're a Brooklynite.
Yeah,
all right.
Well, I'll take it. I discovered that there was a tremendous opportunity in real estate tech, and I started building out search engines and things to help aggregate data, aggregate listings. And
I was when?
So I really started while I was in college. And
so what year is this?
So because this is 2003 to 2008,
which is way early to be even
early.
Thinking about technology and real estate.
Mapping solutions before Google made mapping solutions that were slippy. So we figured out how to render data and put it into a web browser, and we were creating things. Like,
can I ask a question though?
Yeah,
was
sure.
It you learned the programming, or you knew what the teleprogrammer?
Well, it was both. It's kind of like how a real estate developer assembles different trades. You work with an engineer, you work with an architect,
mm-hmm.
a designer,
100%.
And you put things together. But I had enough knowledge over the technology to be able to put the pieces together.
So you created your own tech even when you were in still school on architecture. You were working as a commercial broker.
Yeah.
You then, just a part of, I guess, who you are as an entrepreneur, you put together a map. What was the first piece of tech? What was it?
Yeah, it was literally a map that you could click on any parcel in New York City, find out all the information about the property, color code the properties. I would see all this tabular data coming in, which just wouldn't make sense. You'd see the comps, and I was like, well, I know that there's trends happening. I know that this area is becoming hot, but how do you illustrate that? How do
Right, so you were a data scientist, basically.
Yeah, a visual data scientist to
and
a certain
the,
extent.
The, so the
with an architecture background.
So the incumbent, I mean, the original information is a spreadsheet, columns and rows, right? And you're like, hard for me to understand this. So a part of you is like, how can I create a user experience for myself by overlaying that on a map.
How do I make myself a better broker? How do I help Massey and Ackles agents become better agents?
So what was that called?
And so that was sort of my own product. It was like operating kind of as a solution for Massey and Ackles, but couldn't really figure out what to do with it. And then I discovered Property Shark. And I was like, well, they've got this huge infrastructure. I might as well go work with them. So,
did you bring that product to them?
Sort of. The founder discovered that I had this and said, okay, we'll give you equity. Let's combine forces.
I mean, I would too. You know, you meet a guy who's got a design background, doing commercial real estate, tinkering with tech on the side, and you're a tech guy. Was he tech or real estate, Property Shark?
Property Shark was a little bit of real estate, similar in that he was up in Harlem looking at spaces, found it difficult to find things, and started building tech solutions. But he came out of Deloitte Touche and invented the credit card processing system for like Amex. He had an incredible background. Matthew Haynes, I have to tell you,
he's
an incredible mind. Yeah. So at that point, I actually met my partner in the 3D app, Bill Staniford, who was the CEO at the time. And he had an awesome rapport with the brokerages and really knew how to market his tech.
Well, how long were you at Massey now? Like, give me the timeline.
Well, I started there as an intern probably around 2005 and was there until like 2008 when a couple of the partners left. And I helped them found a brokerage for about a year and then moved to Property Shark.
Oh, so up until about 2010, you stayed straight real estate.
Yeah.
And then in 2010, you moved to—
I loved building things, and I had my tech stuff on the side, and then I realized, well, the real estate market's falling apart, and tech is the future. So I went to go—
Which is super early, though, like just as a, you know, tip the hat to you. 2010, I was still just building and developing, didn't even know what technology really meant besides Excel. So that's pretty wild.
Thanks.
So then how long were you at Property Shark for?
I was there for a little over a year. And at that point, I realized I had my own thing and Property Shark was being sold. It was acquired by Yardi Systems. So I left and went to build my own company at that point called Lava Map.
So, okay. So now you dive feet first into tech, get rid of real estate. And what was Lava Map?
Yeah. So I still sort of was dabbling with real estate, not exactly sure I was going to make this transition.
Yeah, you won. When did you win that LPC award?
Around the same time, I was working with my family to do a historic renovation in Greenpoint, an incredible building. We won the New York State Historic Preservation Award, the Lucy G. Moses Award, which is New York City's equivalent. It's an old Victorian building, has tremendous detail, and is an exceptional part of Greenpoint. I'm really proud of that project.
What is it, Walgreens now, Duane Reade?
It's a CVS.
CVS. I think it is my CVS, by the way, so you get props for that.
It was originally Woolworths way back when, which was pretty cool.
So at the same time, you're dealing with LPC development, doing a single occupant.
Really learning what the problems are in the industry while solving them technically.
And it's amazing, right?
Because which is fun.
I used to say, so when I got into the business, people were like, well, how did you, so what was your learning curve? And I was like, I went to construction school 4 nights a week from 6 to 9 in downtown Brooklyn. My father was an architect and I was like an indentured servant to him and he'd run me to the Department of Buildings, LPC, DOB, you know, anything, offering plans, whatever I had to do. And then I'd be like, Dad, I want to go to job sites. He'd be like, oh, go check that foundation, go check underpinning, go check that framing. And I was running around while brokering on the weekends and it makes you learn incredibly fast. Yeah. So for you, you're like working in technology, but you've got to get an approval on an LPC, watch a construction site. Like you're deep in the game. Like to me, that's the only education that's relevant.
It was too much. Like retrospectively. Like,
you were a youth though. You were a youth.
Yeah. Full of piss and vinegar, like my dad would say. So, you know, you kind of have your avenues, real estate, physical, tech behind the desk, and it was a balancing act, and it's really difficult to balance.
So what was the first where you're like, fine, we're going into tech? So what was that?
Yeah. So the tech started taking off. It became sort of a known commodity, and a couple of local investors approached me and said, okay, let's spend some money and invest in
tech. But what was it? What was it solving?
So we were helping agents find and target properties. So you could go onto a map, click on any single building, see who owns it. If it's a potential lead for you, you can color code it. And that was really the core. We had great ownership information. We had a built-in CRM so you can update the information. And the product is still an exceptional product. We've sort of shifted models where we're now working more closely with a real estate brokerage to sort of white label the product for those
brokerages. Oh, so you kept it running. It's been going a decade now.
Yeah, I passed it on to new management at this point to focus on our new application. Which
so that's pretty fascinating, though. You were in CRM with an interactive map way before it's even like, you know, now typical for people to look through CRMs that can have that functionality.
Right. And the CRM still lack the functionality. People come to us all the time and are like, we need a map in our CRM.
And now, why do you think that is? I mean, I have a thesis. Why do you think the map is what's so important?
Well, the old adage, location, location, location is certainly is really relevant. But, you know, every use case, whether you're a retailer and you're looking on a specific corridor for new spaces, you need to visually see, is this closer to the subway? Is this closer to our competition? So
I guess my point is, and you already sort of touched on it, is it's the user experience, right? You're bridging the gap, right? And it goes right into what you're doing now between how you and I look at that information as humans. Right? Because you can have the sickest tech, but if it doesn't cross the boundary to me and you looking at it and wanting to interface with it, it doesn't mean shit, right? They even said that about ChatGPT. Like, why did ChatGPT become so popular? Because it felt like you were talking to a human. Because if you're talking to a computer, it didn't feel like you should interface.
Right, right.
So for you, it's like, yeah, the map is how me and you want to visualize that data and information, which you found out, right? And you're saying the architectural background sort of, you became a visual human on it. No, that's wild, man. That's really smart.
The architecture background certainly helps with visualizing and making good user interfaces, which is what we were really well known for. And still is a much better interface than any of the other real estate.
So you're like a seven-time fucking real estate tech entrepreneur.
I had no idea.
But, you know? Four or five times.
Two, three.
So now, so tell me, so all of this information, and now what did that lead to?
So while building this B2B platform, we were approached by The Real Deal to build out a consumer-facing listings product. And at that point, it was really clear that the square footages and the experience that most people want when looking at a space is missing. As I was taking the subway over here, I'm thinking every single commodity has measurements. Whether you're buying toothpaste or flour, it has the metrics of how much is in there.
But
real estate doesn't have it. It's absolutely crazy that square footage.
Or it has like five.
Right. Or it's terribly inaccurate.
Or there's no standard.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that was a big data point.
Let's stay there for a second.
Super important one.
And I feel like the consumer needs to understand.
Yeah.
The Department of Buildings has a measurement, right?
Sure.
Floor area.
Right.
The state, the offering
the
plan
General
has a measurement.
Right.
The commercial real estate brokerage community has a measurement.
Right.
The builder
the office
has his own measure.
Has a different measurement than
the retail guy does.
Right.
Then the resi broker has a measurement, but the resi user has a different measurement.
Right.
So there's a bunch of common denominators you're saying.
Right.
And each one, you don't know what you're using unless you really intimately know.
Right. And so that's fundamentally an issue. But moreover, from the consumer standpoint, where they want to just see what I have, I don't want to be spoofed or fooled to going to a space that doesn't really exist, or you open up the window and there's a brick wall behind it. So creating this 3D virtual experience is super exciting. I was always excited about this.
And that
spatial
leads us
data.
To what you're why you're here. So what's it called?
Yeah. So it's called the 3D app.
Okay.
And it provides a way to easily and quickly scan a space and create a 3D virtual tour. So unlike the competitors,
where you have to hire a photographer.
Right?
Yeah, so tell me what the market is today and what you've now done differently. Because the audience should know I did it.
Yeah.
Different, completely different. And then I'll give you my explanation. But tell me, so currently there is people. Right. And then tell me the business model. So first is like, so what's the incumbent? Like, who's the one that everyone heard about?
Right. So the big one in the world that everyone knows about is called Matterport. And they've built their business on a hardware photography solution, which it's on a tripod and you have to lug this thing around and you have to hire a professional who knows how to use this. And it's expensive.
So it's B2B. It's B2 photographer,
minimum.
Right? It's not like you human putting up your listing. You're calling another provider. You're getting them to come. Right. And what is the end result of what they provide? What
right.
is it?
Right. They provide a 3D walkthrough. And I think for extra money, you can purchase a floor plan as well.
You know what's funny? We did this development uptown. And we were like, right? We were the builder developer. And one of the things we were like is people used to purchase off of plans. And everyone's like, yeah, but the experience has to change, right? And this is before there was all the 3D renderings or the plans. Yeah. And they did a virtual reality tour, right? And what was fascinating was it was the beginning of this. Like how you can experience that space without ever getting there. Now, some people will buy based on that. But like it's just to intrigue, right? It's just to get you to the space, right? Yeah. How can you interact with it? So Matterport does this 3D, but it's through a photographer. And then so what was your solution?
Yeah. Well, I thought that if everyone could create 3D virtual tours and use the 3D, it would be a much better and easier way to promote our listings and our search engine. So
who's everyone?
I think that literally anyone who has a phone in their pocket, a smartphone, can go ahead and do this process and walk away with more information and a better.
And it's agnostic, right? 3D. Because no one gives a shit if it's resi, commercial, office. It's just if you want a three-dimensional image, right? And then I'll go into what I saw.
And walk through, yeah. And we'll provide some links to test it out. So it's a very easy process to do, and it's even easier to see because it's in a web browser. You can just click the link and send it to somebody. You can text it, you can email it, or you can embed it into Street Easy. We recently partnered with Street Easy. We recently partnered with Autodesk, which is the owner of AutoCAD and Rhino and other programs, so you can get a 3D model out of it as well.
So let's now let's talk about
AEC industry.
Let's talk about now the nuts and bolts, right? Because we are the consumers of this, and sure. I think what's fascinating about what you did was you don't need a photographer. You human doesn't mean you're a broker, doesn't mean you're a management company, doesn't really matter who. You're like, I want to show you, Eric. And I'm always like, all right, like someone who's like interested in actually coming to my apartment. You came to my apartment.
Sure.
You're like, first, just get out of the way because I got to do this 360 thing.
Right.
You literally were on your phone, right? And the application is talking to you about picking up that data, right? Boom. We're looking around. Boom. You got my closets. You got my ceiling heights. You got where my kitchen was. It's reading that information, right? Yep. And you don't have to get into how you did that, although that is your tech. When it was done, it looked like a 3D model. But what I found to be fascinating is that the language of an apartment is a two-dimensional image. And you're like, yeah, no problem, E. We start with a two-dimensional image. Boom, it made a floor plan perfectly, yeah. Right? Like you knew that if the user experience, you got to take the human from what they're used to and bring them to the future. It was straight up like two-dimensional. You picked up my closets, where my washer and dryer was, where my bedrooms, my bathrooms, where the toilet was, where the glass shower was. You got the ceiling heights, right? And then it was like, I can hit it two-dimensionally.
Yeah.
That was like huge, like awesome. And simple, right? And I always like it when I really experienced it. I was there, except I had to duck a bunch. I was like, yo, let me get the fuck out the way. But other than that, it was great.
Yeah.
So I know it's a function and it works. What's the business? Like, how are you going to make money? Like, okay, I agree with you. It's dope. So tell me now, like, where you go with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's really easy. Every property that's being marketed should have a floor plan. And I believe every property should have a virtual walkthrough. So
just as a standard, right?
Yeah,
meaning
100%.
If you see it online, you should be able to see.
Right. And there's a plethora of reasons why, and we can talk about
that. Yeah, I'd love to hear.
And how the benefits. I mean, aside from the time saving from the person who's buying it and, you know, not having to go see spaces that they don't like, but people who have these 3D tours are more likely to get calls about their listings. People who are searching are becoming smarter and want these 3D tours when they're searching. So
it's really easy.
Yeah, it's expected. Millennials expect these 3D tours. So property managers are making the investment, and that's what we're doing. So that's one aspect. So we're talking to property managers and owners, and we're digitizing their portfolio. So we go in, and we're able to scan a space while someone's still occupying it, and then that prepares them for when it becomes available. They know what renovations could be made, or they can virtually stage the spaces so that they can begin their leasing process before the tenant vacates, and that saves a lot of time in vacancy.
So that's like the immediate change. Yeah.
It's the bottom line. Your NOI goes up, your valuation of your building goes up. You can get more financing. You know?
And you're saying your consumer is the management company, the brokers?
The owners, the managers, and brokers, yeah.
And it's already, you've already API'd it into larger, into StreetEasy, meaning it works on StreetEasy.
Yeah, yeah. So it's embedded in StreetEasy and it's embedded in the AutoCAD platform.
So tell me about the universe, though, of 3D right now. On any listing, do you know what percent even have a 3D, even if it's Matterport or whomever?
On Zillow, based on our calculations, it's a little different on rentals and sales. It's a little higher on sales than rentals because the cost to do it has been, up until now, too high to warrant the price to do
right,
it.
Right.
So I think it was a little less than 10% on sale.
Wow.
And a little bit less on rental, maybe like 4 or 5%.
So even your runway, even if you're like, if there's other competitors out there, you're like, the market is so massive moving forward.
It's a huge opportunity. And that's not even talking about just building management and whole.
So what's the value to the building? I get it now to the broker. Like for an inexpensive fee because it's an application on your phone that they can do, right? You don't necessarily need somebody else. Any listing they have is just done. 10, 12 minutes. Yeah. It's up. It's done. Exactly. It's a piece of their marketing data,
right? Yeah, we're in and out. And you know, 2 bedrooms, 12, 15 minutes. And you know, there's tremendous aspects to that as well, in that we have all this data now that can be used to figure out renovations, valuations, automated property valuations. And I'll kind of give you the big vision while we're here. So I think just like you have Google Maps now in your hand, which is like ubiquitous. It's an everyday. It's a staple. You'll have 3D for your interior if you want to do anything. You want to see how much it costs to paint a wall, or you want to change the furniture.
Well, let's talk about that for a second.
All this will be done through your...
So when you scan...
Yeah.
You're saying you have now accurate dimensionality?
Correct.
So
the devices, the iPhone Pros, all have what's called LIDAR on the back, light imaging distance and radar. It's like a square back camera, and the bottom right hand corner has this little laser beam. So if you've ever taken the tape measure with the laser and you could see how far something projects, it's the same technology except it's doing it a million times. So you're getting a point cloud of all of the data around you, and then we take that data and post-process it to create 3D models. And we have some incredibly brilliant minds, some PhDs working at NASA, who are helping us develop sophisticated algorithms to determine materiality in objects. So now all of a sudden, you know that this is a table, or you know that this is a microphone. And it goes into our database.
Yeah, I think it's really important.
Materials.
I think it's really important that the consumer knows, like, it worked. I saw you. And then people are going to be like, but how did you pick up that data? It's very interesting because the user experience of it is like, if you miss this spot, it's asking you to go back, right? You're scanning with your phone. If you miss, you're like, if you go too fast, it'll say you got to go back. Like, you're seeing it.
In real time.
Create like what your end product is going to be.
Right.
And then you know it's accurate, meaning it's like a no-brainer to me for any listing, right? If you're like 5 to 10%, you've now given the audience and the marketplace easy accessibility instead of paying thousands of dollars. Boom, done.
Yeah.
Right? So that's one revenue stream. Yeah. Like everyone use it. Your floor plans are less expensive because it costs you less. Boom, now you're up and running, right? And it's like, I can't believe how little of the market does it. So you're right. Like, it's a no-brainer for any listing, especially if it's not cost prohibitive, which is what you're stating.
Yep, that's it.
So and I think it's just fascinating. It's like, it works. So where are you? What seed? Are you seed? Are you pre-seed? What are you looking for? Right. Like, what's your story?
Right. So in addition to the, we'll call it, DIY, you take the app, we're spinning up our tour as a service product. So we're creating this model where you'll be able to just click schedule a tour, and someone who's become certified in our tech can just go and do it in case you don't want to do it. And then there's sort of this.
DIY, really, honestly, it was super easy. Yeah. Like, if you really are like, I don't even want to hold the phone up, fine.
Which I understand. You know,
no doubt.
Fine. I mean, it's cheap enough. We charge $99 to send someone out and go do it. It's like a no-brainer.
Work.
I mean, what would it cost to go measure the space and create a floor plan and do all of the others? You know, you're spending at least $1,000. So for contractors, getting those as-builts done, and you know, there's huge opportunity there. So And then the third thing is we're doing white labeling. So we've actually taken the 3D app and we've put it into other people's technology. So we're working on some really exciting things with a home renovation company who can take a kitchen, scan the space, and then automatically redesign the kitchen using AI. And it's an incredible thing because you're able to get a price estimate and a new design at your fingertips pretty much instantly. So even if you're a broker, this now becomes helpful because you could then say, okay, we think you should make the investment in renovating your kitchen before you sell. Or you're getting a price reduction of XYZ because that's how much it's going to cost to renovate.
Wow. I mean, you know what? It's cool is that like you now have proper dimensionality, proper materials. You can go from 2D, right? The only thing, and I'm going to go to like one criticism on that, sure. But you can go to 2D to 3D, the actual image,
yeah.
To see what work would then need to be completed. I mean, you got to upload that data on hard costs and understand it all, but at least you've created this digital twin like immediately that's going from a drawing back to a 3D image back and forth with like seamlessly, right?
Yeah.
The only thing that my only issue is if then you can layer in the actual plan so you know where the chase is, you know where the outlets are, you know what's running behind the wall, right? Because renovation costs isn't just like rip this off and put it back on. It's everything else included. 100%. But you're by far the closest to that actually happening,
yeah,
right?
That's next step. And that's actually what we're working on with this integration with Autodesk. So they're able to now take our assets and put it right into Revit or into AutoCAD. So someone could click and upmark our plan. So it makes it really easy for them instead of having to go back and measure. And if they miss something, it's all right there.
Yeah, it seems to me like you're wedging in through like the residential 3D, you know, application as a rev stream. But I feel like it can go just so much bigger. Exactly. I mean, you got to focus and you got to, you know, you got to make money and make it work. But it's just like that application could be tremendous. Like, why couldn't you then do that and then do the hallways and then do the common area and then literally have a digital twin of the actual building from reality, not from a drawing and then making the assumption, right? Yeah. It's like any renovation would be using it. And it seems like the applications could go on and on.
Yeah.
You need a digital twin. What's the fastest way of doing it? It's like, oh, we can scan it. You're like, yeah, but then I can't go into and actually see it in real time. You're like, you hit this button, zoop, goes right into like, that's where we picked up that image.
Yeah.
That's wild. So what are you looking for these days?
Yeah.
Because people are going to reach out to us and say, yo, we got to get in on this.
Yeah, for sure. And it's really exciting. I mean, everyone we talk to is just blown away by the experience and the tech. So it's super exciting to be able to go talk to property owners who have been trying to solve problems like these and then solve it for them instantly. And that's what we're working on is multifamily owners getting that first introduction to the market, showing that it works. And then we're soon going to be able to unlock a whole lot more for the property owners. So that's really our first step.
Are you raising right now?
We are. We're speaking with a really awesome VC who has tremendous experience in this B2B space. And we're getting close to wrapping up this.
What round would it be? Seed?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. That's incredible. And it's all about now valuations and you know, how you're going to take their money in.
Right. And they're asking, well, if we give you $2 million now, where are you in a year, two years, five years,
right?
How are you ready to tackle the next phase of the project?
I mean, I got to just, you know, just reinforce that we're not talking about, you know, pre-seed company here. Like you went, you did it, you forwarded
spent
me the file
building the tech.
And it worked. Yeah. You're like someone who, you know, put your money where your mouth was first. So I don't know. It was impressive. It was simple. It was easy. You know, and I think that the people who hear this, like this is one of those technologies. It's not like we're revolutionizing what's happening tomorrow. This is literally right now. You know what I'm saying? All right. So I'm going to ask you some rapid fire questions. All right. You ready? What's the biggest misconception about virtual property tours?
You have to put a headset on and you have to be in the metaverse.
Word up. And you need to then get an avatar and that's how you do it. You know what I was going to say? That the dimensions are wrong.
Yeah.
Right? Your dimensions are right. This isn't it wasn't a theoretical drawing that you then made 3D.
Right.
You were like,
you
what you're saying.
Plan.
Yeah, this actually worked, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Now that you've been... You worked for someone, then you created your own technologies. What quality do you think makes you a successful entrepreneur?
Persistence, creativity, my eagerness to challenge mediocrity.
Word. I think that's huge too. I agree. And then I always say like radical transparency. Like you got to look through the lens of truth every time you look at what you're doing. Yeah. You know, like what's your best way into the marketplace? You're like, got to go with the lowest hanging fruit. Everyone needs a floor plan 3D app right now, you know? Sure. All right. What was your biggest challenges so far with this app?
I mean, we developed something out of nothing. It's not like you're going to build a new building and there's a paradigm of how to build a new building. You know, this is like, go build a spaceship on Mars.
I asked you that. I'm like, whose tech is it built on? You're like, no, we had to create it.
Right.
Like, there isn't another person that can do what we're doing right now.
Right.
There's pieces of it, but not the whole thing.
Correct. And that's how you're a developer. You stitch together things. And we've relied on tremendous people with incredible minds and had an incredible team building the product. And now we're sort of shifting gear to focus on building sales and getting to product market fit.
Right, because you created it now. Now it's time to go out and now get the market to start paying and seeing what you're doing,
exactly.
Right? All right, awesome. So let me ask you, and this is fascinating to me, like why prop tech? Like why was that what was important to you? Like what was it that you saw?
For sure. I mean, I think there are a couple things, and I feel like everyone's sort of a product of their environment. The John Locke, tabula rasa. I came from a real estate family. I always loved building things. I loved futurists like Buckminster Fuller and how he designed a car that got 80 miles to the gallon in the 1950s. And so these kind of things of making the world more efficient so that we could come together and challenge the bigger problems that we're going to face. Like when's the next asteroid going to hit and create a flood? Like yeah. it's a real thing. And we've got to band together and work together. So I try and make things easier for everyone. I know that humanity could work for everyone.
You know, it's really interesting. And you said it, you're like, I come from a real estate family. That next generation wants to have an impact, right? They're seeing what their grandfathers or their fathers or their grandmothers or their mothers did. And they're like, where can we make that change? And you grew up in a way in which it's like, yeah, there is technology. I grew up with that. And then there's this real estate. It's like, how can we now impact it? And you see like your generation is like, in the tech space, right? I don't want to do exactly what they did, right? I don't want to just buy, reno, like, which could be fascinating for many people. But I see like the cream of the crop, those who think independently sort of getting into the technology and real estate space. And you're lucky enough, like you can experiment or have learned sort of within that paradigm.
Thanks.
So I feel like that's mad cool. Yeah. All right, everyone. Well, listen, Jay, I really appreciate your time today.
Yeah.
I just really want to iterate. This is actually fresh tech, works. I used it. You're definitely going to see it on my assets. And thank God I met you because I get to use it. And everyone else out there in real estate who's a laggard, watch. My shit is going to get rented faster than yours and I'm going to make more. So thank you for your time, brother.
Awesome, Eric. Thanks.
All right, cool. Guys, you know me. I'm not playing around. I told Jordan, I need you to come to my apartment. I need to see what it is that you're doing. And then I'll take a look at it and see if I'm interested in the product itself. Guy comes, uses just his phone, takes a dimensionality of my apartment. I'm talking ceiling heights, bathrooms, kitchens, everything, right? The output was a two-dimensional drawing that you then can go into to see the three-dimensional images of the actual images of the apartment. But if you're coming from the AEC space, architect, engineering, contracting space, you read information through a floor plan, and he knew that that user experience needs to start from there. So my point is, I've seen these types of tours. His tour is actually happening from the phone. And you know what? The modality and the way in which you get the information is super important. If it's some high-tech thing, you got a helmet on, it's weird, it doesn't work. Every individual can use this. The application to me is infinite. And he said, three-dimensional tours are only in 5 to 10% of the marketplace, just in Resi alone. But where could it go? You could probably now do an entire building, create a digital twin, and see as an owner the different trends happening within your building. As a residential renter, broker, whoever you are, you can also use that application. I don't know. This is something that I'm super interested. I'm so glad I found them out there, and I'm so glad I get to present them to you. So if you're interested in this, hit me up. This is why you listen to Real Tech Talk. We're bringing the people that are changing the game so that you can see it. This one is a winner. Peace.